This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Allison Stewart.
You know, as we were just hearing, the local media here in New York loves a good Rudy Giuliani, is way suckier than you know. And we know it because we live here in New York.
Oh, ask people in North Carolina about John Edwards.
This is the thing. It's not unique to Mr. Giuliani. I mean, think about Mike Huckabee.
Chuck Norris approved.
He's Chuck Norris approved. He's picking up all kinds of steam in Iowa. He's wooing Republicans, even some liberals, with his bass guitar and weight loss story. Except there is one place where not everyone is buying it. You guessed it. His home state of Arkansas. We're going to get more into that later this week as part of this series. As you mentioned, Ali, you've got your John Edwards. He of the beautiful hair. Even though he parts it on the wrong side, he's the only dude I've ever seen who parts his hair on the right side. Very odd decision, though
he's Jacob, our director, says he does, too.
I knew there was something weird about Jacob's look, and I finally figured it out. Even so, John Edwards is doing pretty well nationally, gets a lot of love, and yet the majority of his grief comes from North Carolina. Sensing a pattern? Mm-hmm. What gives? This feels like a marriage or two that I've been in. The people who only vaguely know you, they think you're aces. It's the folks who really know you that are kind of over your whole deal. We were wondering why exactly familiarity seems to kind of breed contempt. And wouldn't you know it, Jenna Frost was one of three authors of a study that looked at just this idea. She's a research scientist at Patients Like Me, which builds online communities for patients to share data with each other. And she worked on a study called Less is More, The Lure of Ambiguity, or Why Familiarity Breeds Contempt. Hi, Jana.
Hi. Good morning.
Great. Thank you for coming on the show. First of all, any study that starts with a quote from the band The Postal Service is my kind of academic research. It says, everything looks perfect from far away, and that's cited from a song called Such Great Heights by The Postal Service. Is that true? Does everything look perfect from far away?
That seems to be the tendency.
Why do you think that is?
Well, what seems to happen is that people want to get to know each other genuinely. If you meet someone for the first time, you know, you generally observe them, you might ask them questions, you use all these types of strategies to get to know them. But actually, it appears that that state before you begin to ask those questions, before you observe them, might be the easiest time to kind of like them.
I know you're not a political analyst, okay, but see if you can just sort of go here with me. How can these same principles that you find out in sort of like, you know, normal person-to-person relationships apply to the relationships that elected officials and candidates have with the voters?
Well, Luke, the way that I see it, a lot of our work was looking at mediated communication versus face-to-face communication. I think that analogy translates to this domain as well, where in a campaign, the public has a very mediated relationship with the candidate. The campaign advisors, its publicists, are controlling what kinds of information that the constituents get. But if in a case where a candidate has already been served as a local official, that local constituency already has had pretty much a face-to-face relationship with that person. They've already gathered a lot of information through all types of sources and strategies. And so what you might be seeing is this distinction between how a candidate plays through very mediated, limited means versus how that person plays in a much more kind of a face-to-face type, more involved and organic relationship.
So let's say you're one of these presidential candidates and you're, you know, getting some love out in the national press and from people that don't know you that well, but you are still, you know, the bloom is off the rose for the people that had to, you know, live in your state where you were governor or your city where you were mayor. Is there any recapturing that mystery? Is there any – can you make yourself somehow vague once again to people? I mean, did you find anything in your study where – can people in relationships actually do this?
I don't think that anyone is going to, you know, experience some kind of campaign amnesia where they disregard everything they've known before. But I think it is important to recognize that also what we found was that similarity mediates liking. So the types of information that people know in New York, that very same type of information may play differently in different regions of the country, because what we see isn't just information, but it's how we perceive that information and whether we perceive it as sort of similar to ourselves and our values and our what we see as important. And that type of information may play out very differently to a different audience.
Well,
it doesn't give much hope for changing local impressions, but it does give hope for how it might, you know, read for other audiences.
So it is exactly like my marriage. That's good news. Gina Frost, one of the members of a group that did a study on why familiarity breeds contempt. You're a research scientist at Patients Like Me, which builds online communities for patients to share data with each other. Thank you for coming on and talking to us, Gina.
Great to be here. Thank you.
One of the...